Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT. Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Mads Maddest writer Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 600 for Friday, June 27th, 2008. The Second Hand. This show and the entire TWiT broadcast network is brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thanks. And now, get ready for Dick. Come with us now as we walk down the path in a new and different environment. A place where flowers are blooming, the sun is shining, the world's ugliest dogs walk the streets, chicken and egg come to be born. A place where no gadget has ever been before. A place yet where even today, the amazing gadgets that we know as Dick's Gadget Warehouse come to play and die.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
And ladies and gentlemen, here he is. We're actually together in the same room. This is the first, I don't think we've ever been together in the same room. Mr. Dick DiBartolo.
Leo, how you doing?
So great to see you.
Well, the
I mean, like, literally see
literally,
you.
Yeah. I love the TWiT Cottage. I absolutely...
He's in the TWiT Cottage,
I'm
folks.
In the TWiT Cottage. I'm so impressed by the way you've set things up. I was here when it was just a card table and a 3x5 index card.
We had a table for the card, but
that was... Yeah, that was it. Now you have three card tables and two index cards.
Now we're growing.
Yeah, you're growing.
No, it's so nice to see you. Thank you for coming all the way out to Petaluma.
Oh, yeah.
Now you see. I mean, this is a cute little town, isn't
it? I'm staying the night. I'm not flying home till tomorrow.
That's
so
great.
I'm going to spend the night in Petaluma. I'm going to do the historic walk.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Because, you know, they dress up in costumes. You know, they actually wear historic costumes for that.
They do.
Did you bring your petticoat? Because I'm not kidding. They wear the hats. They wear the frocks. The frock coats. I'm not kidding.
Oh, okay.
You think I'm joking?
Yeah.
You're looking at me like I'm making this
no,
up.
No. Well, with you, I never know. Sometimes I think you kid.
I'm a kidder.
Sometimes
no,
I think.
No, actually, you don't have to, but the people who lead it will dress up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really fun.
I'm up for it. I'm going to walk around.
And there's something very important to say on this particular show. This is episode
600.
Can you? That doesn't even seem possible that we've done 600 episodes.
No, I know. The thing is, it doesn't seem like we've done that many.
It's gone. It's flown by.
It really has.
To the people who are listening, it may not have gone quite so quickly.
Oh, people who are listening think it's episode 6,000. They go 600. I'm so bored. It could be 6 million. But to you and I, it's a breath of fresh air.
Yes.
Especially in this studio, because there's no air at all.
It is a little, you notice I'm a little, it's a little hot. But, you know, you came, Petaluma is wine country.
Right.
And one thing you need to know about the wine country is...
Everybody I've run into has been whining. They go, it's so hot. Don't drive there. Don't stand there.
Smell. No, the thing about wine country is it's supposed to be sunny and hot in the daytime, and then the sea breezes come in and cool it off, and it's supposed to be chilly at night. And we're getting kind of an unusual weather pattern right now, where it's first of all, it's much hotter than it normally is.
And also, isn't the sea like 800 miles from here?
No, it's not that far. We're not inland that far.
Oh, we're not inland.
No. Okay. We're just a few miles from the ocean.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so that's why this makes this and Napa Valley the premier wine country in Northern California, because we get that nice sea breeze at night. And the grapes, they want to cool off. The grapes, they want to have fun. They, as in the words of, to paraphrase Cyndi Lauper, grapes just want to have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, some of them are. I saw a lot of frolicking grapes on the next corner. They're frolicking.
They're frolicking.
They're frolicking
all over the place.
All over the place.
So anyway, we're really glad to have you here. As this is probably the first really official TWiT Cottage live broadcast. We've had people in, you know, just kind of informally. But this is the first.
This is like a feature.
This is a
feature.
In other
words, you've done B features.
We had craft services out there, right?
Oh, hello.
We fed you, right?
I had lunch. I was in makeup for an hour. lighting. I got here at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's 20 to 3.
Well, the rehearsals went well.
Rehearsals, lighting.
I hope you understand that I don't come to the rehearsals.
No, you don't. You have a stand-in.
Yeah.
You have a stand-in.
Because I can't, you know, I have...
No, a man of your talent doesn't need to do rehearsals.
Right, exactly.
Because there's nothing that can help.
No. Is that what you think?
No, you have to be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't have it in you twice. So you, I came 3,000 miles to insult you?
No, absolutely not. And that's my job. But I am glad that you're here.
Okay.
And you have brought with you something. It says, now it looks like it's camouflage.
Okay. Oh, okay. Did you see what it said?
Yeah, but it doesn't help me.
Okay. Okay.
It says you got it secondhand,
is what
it said.
Right. Okay. And then after I show with you, you'll have to look up Fred Lane Enterprises.
Fred Lane.
Now,
this is from,
what do you think this is for, Leo?
This is from Fred Lane
this
Enterprises.
This is from... probably a past gourmet show or a hardware show.
Okay.
This gadget.
Okay, it looks like a bib, but it looks like a bib that has like more than just the bib. It looks like a bib with a shelf.
Let me show you.
What is going on here? What is this?
This is perhaps.
And why would it be camouflage?
Well, that I don't know, but I believe it was for...
Turn to that camera.
People at a party to
you would wear
be able...
Where's my shelf?
Yes, you wear it
as cake.
A shelf.
Here,
where my cake?
Put your cake on there.
My milk goes in the milk holder.
It has like a... Oh, no. It's got a little cup holder on it.
And the cup holder.
But it's a tilted shelf.
I'm not quite sure why it's tilted.
Maybe that's so it won't fall outward.
Maybe.
It won't slide out.
But how convenient this is at a party to go, oh, yeah, how you doing? Is that going to be good? No, I'm doing this to them.
It would say, who is the dork with the shelf around his neck?
That's why it's camouflage. Because people look over and go,
see it.
Look. There's a cake dish
floating,
and a cup in midair, and that guy keeps eating from it, but you don't see what's holding it up.
He's camouflaged.
So I could not. It's called the third hand.
Okay. I get it, though. I mean, I get the idea,
get
but
it is
really dorky. I mean, it is.
Right.
Can I wear it? Just
yeah.
Just,
oh, absolutely, because you'll see this feeling of power when you put it on.
The third hand power.
The third hand power.
Okay.
See, because I've never...
Oh, you didn't mention this. It's rubberized for your protection.
Yeah, and there's a little thing here for maps and stuff.
Wait, maps? What, you guys get lost at the cocktail party? It's got Velcro.
Velcro in the back.
And this is so dorky. I can't... Who would even wear this?
Well, maybe...
I mean, what possible excuse could you have to walk around with this? Look at this.
I don't know. I kind of like it.
It's a look.
It's a look.
It's a look.
Okay, well, maybe...
So when you saw this, did you go, what the hell?
I said to the person, you know what? I'll take a sample, and I'll see what I can do with it. But I have my doubts that this is going to be...
You know, though, it's like cigarettes, my dinner.
Maybe.
It could be like a cigarette. The little cigarette girl could
use
that.
Maybe Colleen could sell cigarettes during the break.
I think she should come through. We can make a little money on the
side. Well, I typed in the third hand and nothing came up, but I did not type in Fred Lane Enterprises.
Let me look. We have the internet here
at
the Twit Studios. We spared no expense.
Okay.
Fred Lane Enterprises?
Enterprises.
You think he might still be selling it?
Well, let's see. I know the third hand does not bring up anything closely resembling that.
Fred Lane football cards.
No.
Profits from power, readings and protection, rent...
No.
And no.
No.
Lane Enterprises. Corrugated metal. He's gone maybe in the corrugated metal business.
Right. Anyway.
I think that I don't think that Fred Lane. Maybe if I write third hand. Let's do Fred Lane.
Oh,
third
that's a very good idea.
Hand. Oh, okay. I'm a Google master.
You really are.
I am a Fred Lane. Oh, this is it. Fred Lane sings some of your fried fish.
That could be a start. Maybe that the original.
What the heck? Google's kind of amazing.
The stuff you find is amazing. But you know what? You know what I find now that's kind of humorous is I go to look up more information on something, and the lead place to look is my website.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
You are the king. Well, look, you think I'm joking. Fred Lane sings Some of Your Fried Fish from Cool and Strange Music number 28. If jazz is dead, it's because Fred Lane personally killed it.
Well, maybe Fred Lane killed the third hand.
You think that's what happened? That's the strangest thing. Yes. That's the only Fred Lane.
It's a very bizarre. It's the kind of gadget that.
I like it. I think it's a kind. Now, was this in the warehouse?
Yes.
Or were you using it?
Yeah, I wore it on the plane out because it was standing room only, and I wanted to have my dinner. No. I cannot. There is no. There might be some use for it if the tray were flat, but there's no. I don't understand.
It's kind of fakatka.
Yeah.
Well, wait. Does it have multiple cup holders in there?
It has two cup holders.
So you could really enjoy yourself.
You could have a cocktail and coffee.
Yeah.
You know. Mm-hmm. Anyway. You know, it's a sad kind of thing.
Wait a minute. Somebody just said in the chat room, this is it. This is brilliant.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's a laptop holder. Wait a minute. Let me put it on.
Oh, are you going to risk?
It's a laptop holder.
Are you going to risk?
No, we figured it out, Dick. This is it. This is it. This is the solution. Put it on. I'm going to get you a laptop.
Oh.
This is absolutely the solution. Look at that. Now, you do that. Oh, Dick. Dick, it's got new bringing gadgets new life.
This is so.
Turn to camera one over
this
there.
This is so just convenient.
Okay, there's a little problem with the arm.
This is very, very
there's
convenient.
A little trouble with the arm.
Or.
Yeah, there you go. Wait. Okay, they have to work on that.
Yeah.
Okay, we have a word here that we use at TwitLive.
Right. Now, wait a minute.
Yes.
However.
Yes.
However.
There's more?
No. Did you notice this much weight?
Support
straightened the tray out.
It's much
so
better.
This is for people who eat at least 5.5 pounds of meat in a meal.
That's but the problem. We were underutilizing.
We were under. Yeah, yeah. You need to have a heavy eater, so to speak.
Yeah,
yes. Or if you're a light eater, keep a laptop on it
and then put the food and on then here. Close the laptop.
Yeah.
Now
you see now
put the food on.
Now
that.
Wait a minute. We have to close
now
the laptop.
Now we're cooking.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
we have to just
that's
get
good.
That.
Cake in the laptop is going to
no,
really.
Wait, we're closing it down on the. Okay. There, oh, this is perfect.
It's still sliding a little bit.
No, this is good.
This is good?
Is perfect. This is perfect. I'm going to take this to parties from now on, as long as you can lend me the laptop. This is good. I'm liking it.
Okay. Thank you, Fred Lane. That was not a gadget that was going to make it.
No.
But it kind of, you know, I could see where you might have the idea.
It might come to you
that this could be something people would need.
You know, the closest I think who came to it, and not even that was wildly successful, is the people who made special plates with a little lock on it that your drink could sit in.
Yeah.
It could hold a glass of wine
right.
on one side, and it could hold a napkin on the other. But it's just too unwieldy.
Funny farm. Funny farm. That's the word we use when things just get out of control here at Twit Live, I'll tell you. I just love those dancers.
I do,
who
too.
Who sent us those dancers? Because those are great. You only see that on the video, though. You don't see it on the audio. Unless you really close your eyes tight.
Yeah,
close your eyes tight. See if you can see. So imagine, if you will, a 1930s movie.
Okay.
All right. And they're dancing.
I see them.
Can you see them?
I see them.
And there's the letter.
Oh.
Isn't that great?
I wish you had told me this 600 episodes ago. I would have enjoyed it more.
Now, you didn't bring a letter.
I did not bring a letter. Did I not bring enough stuff that I ought to also bring a letter?
All right, here we go. This is from J.R. Rodriguez IV.
Okay.
And he writes, it says, Twit's Book of Daily Gizwiz Records. Hi, Dick and Leo. I think I just made the record for most Gizwiz Nestcasts in one day. I listened to, get this, 54 episodes in one day. 54.
Is he writing from a mental institution?
I don't know why you would want to do this. I started around 8 a.m., and my first target was 100 episodes. But after dinner, I started to realize it's not possible.
So it's not recommended.
But let alone possible. So I put my goal down to 60. But at 53, I could barely keep my eyes open, and around 5 a.m. at that time, I finally drowsed off at the end of episode 50.
Wait, he started at what? At 8 a.m.?
8 a.m.
Till 5?
Till 5 the next morning.
Oh, man.
This guy, he says, I finally drowsed off at the end of episode 54. And, you know, he's really honest. He says, I didn't finish 55, so I'm only going to count 54. 54. So if somebody comes along and does 55, he's going to get kind of ripped off.
Yeah. Well, this will go in the Leo Laporte
Book
of World Records.
Yeah.
Petaluma Records.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
J.R. Rodriguez the fourth.
Wow.
With a behavior
the first
like
and
that.
Second both passed on trying to equal that
I was
record.
Say, I don't think there's going to be a fifth.
I would not have any children.
That's pretty much
trust
it.
Me, don't have any. <That's> with that mental attitude, no children.
It was time. J.R., you're a madman. 8 a.m. to 5 a.m. That's 21 hours. And he listened
we
to
We salute
54.
Him.
We salute you. Wow. I tell you, we have the best fans in the world, Dick, and it's been 600 great episodes.
You know, Leah, I am so thrilled to be here. I can't tell you what this is like because I know what it's like for you. Because when I was a kid, I had my, quote, radio station.
Right.
But now you have a television station with a live audience.
I'm a big kid here.
Yeah, two
that's
of
really,
us.
That's really what this
I
is.
I'm so insanely jealous.
Isn't
I can't
this great?
Stand it.
Well, Dick, you can come out here anytime you want. The GizWiz singers will be here dancing for you. And
I'm trying to build a little Twit Cottage East.
You could do this.
Twit Apartment East.
You could. You know what? This one of the things that I really believe.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to hold on to this by any means. I'm telling people, if you want to do this yourself, here's how. We're going to draw up the diagrams. We're going to tell you everything we did. Now, the way we did it's a little pricey.
Yeah.
I spent some money on, you know, you could tell, some lights
what are you
on cameras and stuff, but you don't have to spend that much money. And I want everybody to do this.
Yeah.
I think there should be 500,000
Daily Gizwiz shows?
No. Please don't. You know what? Don't do the Daily Gizwiz.
No.
But there should be anybody who has a show in his heart or her heart
and
has something they want to do. This isn't that hard to do. It really isn't. Yeah. With companies like Stickam giving you the video for free, there's no... I mean,
well,
that's
you know, I'm going to do something for Stickam down the line because they keep emailing me going, would you think about doing like a half hour of something anytime?
Oh, they would love that. Yeah.
I'm
going to
do
that.
Something on Mad Magazine or something.
Would you please?
Yeah.
They're really great guys. And I tell you, this wouldn't have happened without... we talked to a number of different people about doing it, but with Stickam really said, you know, here's what we'll do. And look at this. The 16 by 9 they've given us.
No, they're great. Quality. Andy. I've been dealing with a guy, Andy, over there. He's been just
they're
super.
Really nice.
Yeah,
really nice.
They're really nice.
So that's what's new after 600 episodes. We got a little video going. And when
absolutely.
You watch us, you can watch us. We do the show normally every Tuesday at 1:30 Pacific, which is 1 o'clock, which is 4 o'clock Eastern. And now I'm getting really good at this. That's 2000 UTC. I'm getting really good at doing the UTC time so that people all... Because we...
Who lives in UTC?
I don't even know where it is. But they, for some reason, they want UTC.
Is that universal time code?
What
is
it's it? Close. It's a coordinated universal time. Remember, it used to be GMT?
Yes. Yeah.
So GMT, Greenwich Mean Time, really was tied to Britain. And Britain follows summertime now. So it's actually... Britain's 1 hour later.
Right.
Than traditional GMT. So they use UTC now, which is the same, but without summertime. So we fluctuate. You know, we add daylight savings time and not, but that UTC is always the same.
Oh, okay.
So 1700 UTC. Tune in, twitlive.tv, and you can watch Dick and I make a fool of ourselves. Dick and me make a fool of ourselves.
Yeah, and love doing it.
Yeah, I don't know. That says something for you. But when you hear from people like JR... Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. The guy, 54 episodes at a time.
Unbelievable. And follow me on Twitter.
Twitter. Now, you have two Twitter accounts.
Two Twitters. Twitter/TheGizWiz and Twitter/AlfredENewman.
Mm-hmm.
And what else can I say?
Well, you could say, here's to another 600 episodes.
Another 600 episodes. Let's shake on it.
Will you be here on tomorrow on 600, Monday on 601?
I'll be here.
Why, it's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.